Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
All right, can we please talk about road rage? I'm really just not a road rage person. You know why? Have you ever looked at people swearing and carrying on in their cars when they're very angry? They look ugly. They do. Have you seen what they look like? Their faces are contorted. And if you're sitting there with a normal, neutral expression and you look at these people out of context, it actually looks like they're having some kind of a seizure. So if anything stops you from road raging, it should be what you look like when you're road raging. You don't look good. It might feel good for that split second, right? But really, you don't look good. If somebody had to take a photo and put that on Instagram, you would not be proud of that photo. So I don't know if that really helps. Incidents of road rage are on the rise, and with the mental health of South Africans ranking amongst the worst in the world, this could spell carnage on the road. That's apparently according to Dial Direct. Well, let's try and find out what that means. Leighton Beard, spokesperson for the Automobile Association of South Africa. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Yeah, good news. Thank you. Good to be with you.
How serious a problem is road rage in South Africa?
Yeah, it's difficult to say, really, because, you know, the reports that you get are really via social media mainly nowadays. You know, it's not something that's kind of reported on quite a lot. So it's really those very high-level incidents that occur and where social media is involved and these things become quite publicized and they go viral that you know about them. So it's difficult to put a number on exactly, you know, how many road rage incidents occur every day. But, you know, to a lesser extent, I would venture a guess to say that there's, you know, there's quite a few thousand that happen every day. And obviously the severity of these increases, at various levels to the point where, you know, in some instances, people actually get out and these altercations become physical.
It does go back to South Africans being violent, right? If we're violent outside of our cars, we'll be violent inside our cars. So
yeah,
it really talks to...
This is a uniquely South African problem, Howard.
Right.
I mean, I think that this is something that happens across the world. You know, people drive vehicles and people, you know, our own research has shown, you know, that the majority of people believe that they are better drivers than the rest of the population. So if everybody believes they're better drivers than everybody else, then, you know, we should have a perfect network, and we know that we don't. So, you know, that gives you an indication of where we are. Everybody thinks that they are doing the right thing and that they can do no wrong. And that's not a uniquely South African issue. That's something that happens in, you know, all over the world. Again, it's difficult to put a number on it because these things aren't necessarily logged, you know, as crimes, and the only time you ever see them is via social media. But, you know, we see incidents of road rage, you know, via social media from every corner of the world.
Well, we've got a family problem in that my perfectly decent mother-in-law becomes a raving lunatic when she gets behind a wheel and swears like a sailor, to the extent that at one stage we couldn't let our children drive with her because she was teaching them all the swear words that they ever knew was coming from their grandmother when she was behind the wheel. So what happens to people? What happens to perfectly respectable people? You put them behind a wheel and they transform.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm no psychologist, you know, and I'm basing what I'm saying, you know, largely on the academic papers and research that is available that we've been exposed and researched. But one of the things we know is that, you know, road rage isn't something that manifests when people get into a vehicle. Road rage is the combination of many different things that build up over a period of time. It may even be something that builds up the morning before you get into the vehicle or the afternoon before you get into the vehicle. It doesn't just happen that you get into the vehicle and now you are, you know, full of rage. There is something that happens. So there is an interaction with somebody else, or there is an interaction with an event or something that actually sets the groundwork for this latent anger that you have. And then somebody, you know, in traffic does something, you know, it may even be minor, that just, you know, creates this snap effect in you, and then you go over to becoming this person who swears and uses your hands quite a lot, and you know, in the knowledge that you are safe in this cocoon of metal, and that you are almost untouchable. And obviously we know that that doesn't always happen, because then people stop and people get out of their vehicles, and that's when we see kind of serious incidents of road rage, you know, where weapons are involved, or people start using their hands, and you know, these become quite serious. They may even lead to death. Right. So it's not just an isolated incident in the vehicle, Howard. It's something that kind of happens over a period of time.
Are there any tips or anything we can do as drivers just to keep ourselves a little bit more together? Has there been research on that?
Yeah, I think the most important thing to recognize is that we are fallible and that we aren't perfect and that everybody makes mistakes in traffic. You know, I, for instance, know that there is a four-way stop that I go to that I don't stop fully, and I should, and I don't always do it because there's no traffic. And it happens every now and again that there is a car that's waiting, and I make the mistake of going when I shouldn't. Mm. So, you know, I know that these things happen, and, you know, I'm not a perfect driver. Nobody is. So we need to acknowledge that everybody makes mistakes, and we must include that in ourselves. The second thing we need to do is we need to accept the fact that if we are calm in a vehicle and we drive with a certain amount of maturity, it's going to make the roads a lot better for everybody around us. So not only ourselves, but for everybody around us. And we do need to take into consideration our passengers. You know, if we have young children in the car or impressionable adults in the car, it's very important that we set an example in the same way that we obey the rules of the road.
Yeah, I hope she's listening.
You know, by bucking up and driving to the conditions of the road and all of this type of thing. We set an example for other people in that vehicle by how we act and engage with other drivers. And if we don't pay it forward in that way, then we're just going to perpetuate the cycle of having people who yell and swear and shout at each other.
Absolutely right. It is about to go 8:30. Leighton Beard, thank you, as always, for chatting to us.